USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is assuming the presidency of the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that the Security Council will work to prevent food insecurity.
I've seen starvation up close with my own eyes, that famine and acute malnutrition are largely caused by war, sometimes intentionally, is really unacceptable.
She notes that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is preventing Ukraine from exporting the grain they usually produce, and it's adding to food instability globally. She says the United States will be taking action to address food insecurity in May. U.S. and Western officials expect Russian President Vladimir Putin may formally declare war on Ukraine as soon as next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
As energy markets around the world cope with the ongoing disruptions from the war in Ukraine, United States diesel prices surged for the third straight week, shattering all-time records. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, back in January of 2021, diesel was $2.68 a gallon, and last month diesel ended at $5.12 a gallon on average across the country. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the high diesel prices will affect everyone out there.
The impact of fuel is driving up the cost of everything. And likewise, with hydrocarbons, all of your wrappers, your bags, your plastics, polymers.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Newly released Labor Department figures show 4.5 million people voluntarily left their jobs in the month of March, slightly up from the previous month. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier Gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A leak indicating a potential ruling in an upcoming Supreme Court case has everyone talking.
Politico posted a story reporting that the Supreme Court has voted to overturn the abortion law, Roe v. Wade. In a rough draft, the media outlet illegally received a copy most believed to be authentic. Constitutional scholar Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax thinks he knows who leaked it.
I think this was an act of civil disobedience engaged in by a determined law clerk.
President Biden said on Tuesday his administration, quote, will be ready when any ruling is issued, end quote. Without considering the lives that will be saved, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer blasted the nation's highest court.
The Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years.
It should be noted a change to Roe v. Wade would not end abortions nationwide, but would allow states to make their own decisions on abortion moving forward. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The weather isn't changing in California, but people are continuing to leave in droves.
California's population declined again last year. State officials say a slowdown in births and immigration, coupled with an increase in deaths and people leaving the state, are the reasons. Despite a shrinking population, it's still the country's most populous state with more than 39 million residents. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.